but we can. Be the voice for those who have no voice. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. It's currently summer break, and our DJs are out of the station enjoying the sun. But don't worry, we'll be back in the fall with new DJs, new shows, and new programming. To find out what's happening in the area off campus, check out the City of Oneonta's page. Otherwise, have a great summer, everyone. Enjoy WONY's summer programming and keep it locked.
It's not your fault. You didn't cause it. You're not to blame. It's not your fault. Let me comfort and hold you. You deserve it.
I was playing in the country, I was filled right up with a whole day. tried sipping on the champagne, but it's always gonna be Jack. There's things I can't change, like how I was raised, the Bible in my blood and the Bama in my veins. Ain't a pink bouquet in the flower store. I'm okay if I'm a little more
things are quiet and fear.
Hello, 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 WONY listeners. You are now tuned into Kazemi's Conversation Pit with me, Cami Cassino, and happy Thursday. It's our last show of the semester of forever because I'm leaving Oneonta. And normally this is where I would put the applause, but unfortunately I cannot log into the MacBook. So yeah, but tonight is a special night because I have two special guests with me here today. I have Lucy and Dylan here. Do you guys want to say hi?
Hi.
Hello.
Yes! Well, thank you guys for joining me tonight. This is really exciting to have people here. This is my third guest on the show.
Really?
Yeah. Well, third and fourth because there's two of you guys.
Mm. Yeah.
But these are my really good fashion friends and we're going to go out tonight, maybe.
Bro, are we going out tonight? Because I didn't bring socks.
No, she literally pulled up to my dorm with no socks. I was like, girl.
I didn't know that was part of the plan. Nobody told me.
It's okay. What kind of shoes are you wearing?
I'm wearing Birkenstock slides. Like,
oh, okay.
But like, no socks? No. Leaving the house with no socks?
That is kind of hard to go outside with. But that's okay. We might not go out, but we're hanging out tonight. That's what I really mean.
And like, that's what matters.
Yeah, we're like together.
Yeah.
We're together for one last night. They're leaving tomorrow.
I'm leaving like Saturday.
Oh, Dylan's leaving tomorrow.
Dylan's leaving tomorrow.
Oh, wait, yeah. No, Lucy's sister's graduating, so she's going to be at graduation.
Yeah.
Which is exciting.
Yeah. It's so sad, though.
It is.
And I'm not going to see you guys next year.
Oh, my. We've been really sad about this. Yeah. We've been really sad because Dylan is also going to FIT and Lucy was supposed to be coming with us. But it's okay. She's still going to come.
Yeah. Just maybe next year, guys.
We'll be waiting for you.
I'll be there eventually.
Eventually. Anywho, so tonight we want to talk about the fashion show and I guess like the end of our semester because I feel like we've been like saying a lot of tea. We've been talking a lot over these past couple weeks and honestly, like I talk about fashion society like every time I'm on radio just because it's like instinctual. Like I just have to talk about it. So what do you guys need to say?
Well, like, what is the censorship? No. Like,
where do we even start?
Like, do we get into the tea of it all or we talk about the...
We can talk about the highs and lows. You know, we don't really have to be censored here because it's freedom of speech, actually. Mm-hmm. There is freedom of speech on this radio podcast. So, let's just start with how you guys feel about your fashion collections and how you feel like it went. Whoever wants to start.
Dylan, you want to start?
All right, I'll start.
Are you being shy?
No.
Okay.
So, my collection. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
It came together.
Yes, and one may say.
Yeah. It was a very valuable experience that I'll take with me for the rest of my life. I'll always look back on it and say that was my first collection. And it was tea.
It was
very.
Yeah, I think the day of the show and the rehearsals, everything went perfectly in terms of my models walking and how the garments were behaving. I think everything was really good.
You ate that.
And to Lucy?
Well, I was so nervous about mine because I didn't know if it was going to be well received with the whole no kings of it all. And I really think that one judge, it was not well received by them based on my scoring because... And also, they didn't leave any comments. So I was like, that's interesting.
It's the shade. There were shade there.
Yeah. But I'm super proud of it. I think it came out really well. That was my first time doing a notch collar like that. And I don't want to go into menswear, that's for sure.
Menswear is a whole another lane, honestly. Dylan also hates menswear.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say hate. I would definitely dabble my foot in the menswear pool in the future.
Oh, really?
Oh, really, yes.
I thought you said you wouldn't.
Well, times change, designs change, people change.
That's true.
I mean, it's very... When I think of designing menswear, I think of designing for myself.
Yes.
Like, my favorite thing was honestly what Monty made. His male ready-to-wear look.
I did like that. I like how he drew on it.
The top.
Oh, on Connor.
Fit mm-hmm. his model beautifully.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I would personally just feel tea wearing that.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he looked tea. I don't know.
Thanks.
Oop. Oh. Hunty.
Am I supposed to hear something in my headphones?
Yes, you
are. Because I hear nothing.
You should hear yourself.
I hear nothing in my headphones.
Like, I can hear you talking right now.
Like,
we can hear you.
Bro, look at him right now. Look at him.
Okay, who was going to tell me?
The jack is hanging on his head.
Oh. Where is this supposed to
okay,
plug
Dylan
in?
Okay, Dylan didn't have his headphones plugged in. I don't know. There should be, like, a plug.
There we go. Now
yeah.
I hear it.
Yeah.
And now you feel official, right?
Yeah. It's super official. Wow. It's actually really good. It's really good. I'm still trying to log in here, but I want to say you guys both did really good, and that's amazing.
Thank you. And you deserve so much more than fourth place. Oh, the fans don't know that you got fourth place.
I haven't talked about it anywhere, actually.
Oops.
Because no, it's
wait,
fine.
You got fourth place? Is that what you just said?
Apparently.
Yeah, she did.
According to...
Twins!
Yeah! No, yeah, like... I don't know. I feel like fourth place was not what I was expecting, but it's okay. Like, it is what it is at the end of the day.
Yeah, I did not expect that.
Yeah, I was kind of just like, oh. But, like, yeah. I wasn't even trying to be shady or anything. Like, I was happy for the other people who won. It was just like... I don't know. Like, I just know that my collection was, like, really strong.
Yeah, that's how I felt, too, because it was like, oh, I'm so happy for y'all, but why am I not up there? That's
yeah,
the truth.
Like, I don't know. But, like, that's the thing about the judges is just, like, I guess it depends on what they're thinking about it and, like, how they're perceiving it.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that, too.
Sorry. You have to cough.
It's okay. But, anywho, yeah. Like... Deep down in my heart, like, I'm like, no, that was strong.
Yeah.
Well, it was. I mean, let's just look at Ainsley's dress.
Yeah, Ainsley's dress.
I just looked at her post.
Yeah.
I know. I think she's waiting for the pictures that I'm still waiting for, too. Because we did a whole photo shoot. And she got really good pictures in that. So I'm like, maybe she wants to do, like, a double post or something. But I don't know. Because I wanted to post. But I really just want to wait. But it's also so hard to wait. Like, it's been almost a month. Not almost a month, but it's been a while now. Like, it's been like 3 weeks. And I'm just like, am I waiting too long? Like, should I just post the runway ones or what? But I don't care. I'm going to wait.
There's no rule book. You do whatever you want.
Who took my pictures? What is it? AMLE Photos.
I think her name is Amelia.
Oh, okay. She really ate. I thought hers was really good. I'm looking at them right now.
She did take really good ones. Not to keep talking about my collection, but I thought she took more of my collection. And then when I looked at her, like, the photos, I was like, there's not that many in here. Like, she was taking pictures of mine at rehearsal. She was like, look how good these turned out. I'm like, oh, my God, those are amazing. And then I didn't even see them in that thing. So I don't even know, but... Yeah, like, they got really good pictures this year of everyone's collections, I feel like. So that's good. That's, like, better than, like, past years. And, like, we're going to actually have a video this year, which is going to be, I think, really good, too. And you guys got interviews, didn't you?
Yeah, we did.
I did, but I'm so bad at public speaking at all. Like, I just can't.
You were talking to one person.
No, but it's just that in the mind, like, it's, you're speaking to the public. Mm-hmm. Like,
400,000 people. Yes.
I don't know. And I this is how I felt presenting to for innovations. I was just like, I feel so stupid. Like, I'm not well with my words like that.
He was awkward too.
Yes, he was. He was a little bit
Some confidence with him would have been nice.
No, he seemed like he had confidence, but he was just like, he was like standing around the room and just like looking at everyone instead of being like, hey, are you a designer? Or like, hey, like, or anything. Like, he was just looking at people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that must have been such a like a awkward position for him as like someone who's like not social to like have to do that.
Maybe that's what it was. Like, maybe he was just like not, because also you have to, he's like in a dressing room. Like, not that people were dressing just out and about this year, but like he's like in the room where everyone, like all the models are.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he was just uncomfortable, honestly. Because the other photographer was kind of uncomfortable. I was like, yeah, you can go back, like, back in the dressing room if you want, like, and get behind the scenes. And they were like, I like to respect everyone's privacy and, like, everyone's boundaries. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's fine. Like, there's photographers back there right now anyway. Like, yeah. But anywho. Oh, Dylan, did you want to say something?
I was going to say, well, that's good. But how are they going to get their interviews?
I know. I didn't even get an interview. I kind of pushed it off. I was like, oh, I'll get it later. Well, and then I didn't do it.
You were the designer.
You know.
No, I know you don't like to toot your own horn, but I will toot it for you.
Thank you, Dylan.
Susie toot.
Ooh. Can I get it? Ooh. 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 I logged in.
Wait,
I have something for you guys. This is for everyone for getting through the year.
You're giving Sam from
iCarly
with her little remote.
Oh, Sam Puckett.
Oh, Sam Puckett and her butter sock. Her butter sock and what were they called? Snowballs that she would eat.
She would eat a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And like, did you guys read I'm Glad My Mom Died?
I didn't read it, but I've seen all the stuff about it and how it was so hard for her to be like have an eating disorder and then her character eats all this stuff.
Being like, obsessed with food.
Yeah.
Especially bacon. Like, she didn't eat bacon growing up at all.
Mm.
That was like another part. Yeah. I read it. It was it's a good read.
Isn't her the coat? The quote that she's like, bacon, bacon, bacon. Or no?
She was obsessed with bacon on the show.
Yeah.
And ham and stuff.
Was she?
Oh, fuck, yeah.
What religion was she?
I want to say Mormon.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm pretty sure she, but like her, in the book, she goes into detail about like how it was like how like some Christians are Christian, but then they aren't like.
Oh, you read it?
I did.
Oh, okay.
It was good. I still have the book, actually.
It was a good book, yeah.
You've read the book?
Read the book.
Are you serious?
I was obsessed with it. I was like, oh my God, I have to have this. And I couldn't find it anywhere. And then one day I see it at Target and I'm like, I'm buying this.
Oh, Target was all over selling that book.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very Target book, honestly.
Yeah. Then she came out with a new book.
I want to read her new book. Like, she's a good writer. I like it. It's easy to read.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's like easy to follow, I guess.
For such a complicated story.
Yeah. What is she doing now? Or does like she just like have money from working as so young and everything?
I think it's that, and she just wants to be an author.
Yeah.
Like, okay. She genuinely said she wanted to just be an author. Because I also was like super stalking her after the book, and she was talking about like how she doesn't like just how she wants to just write and like doesn't want to act and her perspective of life and stuff.
Well, when it wasn't what you wanted from the beginning, I couldn't imagine that she would still want to pursue it. And
that's true.
Like, must have wanted to do it even after her mother died.
It's so crazy, like, the Disney Nickelodeon pipeline. Like, you either get, like, these massive superstars, or you get these sad stories, or you get a little mix of the both.
Yeah. Definitely both for most of them.
Yeah.
For sure. It's weird.
Dan Schneider.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
the culprit.
Not to name drop.
The culprit of it all.
Yeah. Well, that just reminded me of another thing. I don't, because Lucy, I don't know if you know, but like her mom had cancer, and that was like a whole big part of like her childhood abuse. Because her mom was like super manipulative and like being like, well, I'm going to die. Like,
yeah.
And like saying stuff like that. And like using that through, like, so she had a lot of shame and guilt, like, after, and that, like, she also was like an alcoholic and stuff, like, during her teenage years and stuff, because of like everything. Because her mom died when she was like 13 or something crazy like that. So she did act. Is this right, Dylan?
I don't know.
I think. Like, her mom didn't. Her mom died, and then she kept acting for a little bit after, because I think, like, the. Just, like, the relationship they had. I don't know. And maybe she was getting money. I haven't read it. I think I read it, like, 2 years ago now. But I was super invested in, like, just watching her interviews and stuff as well.
Can we talk about Amanda Bynes?
Ooh.
How much time do we have?
No, of course. That, oh, I just, that makes me so sad. Like, that's one of the, yeah.
Can somebody explain to me what happened to her? Because I don't know everything. I just seen how she used to be and then how she became what she is today. Well, and, like, what happened?
Yeah. Well, she was one of Dan Schneider's, like, biggest victims, I guess. Like, I don't know if that's, like, a word for it. But, like, nothing was really ever confirmed. But apparently she had to get an abortion when she was, like, 13 or 14 or something crazy like that. And they were saying it was from him. And they were, like, because she was, like, she was childhood acting from, like, a very, very young age. And then, it was, like, weird. I don't know. But it was all under, like, Dan. Like, it was all under Nickelodeon for, like, most of her acting. And then she, like, broke out into, like, She's the Man. She was doing, like, she did Hairspray and stuff. So, and then she, like, kind of went, I guess, like, crazy. But I don't even say that she went crazy, but
she just got those face tats and,
yeah.
And those eyebrows.
But apparently during that face, that's when she came out and was like, yeah, this happened to me when I was younger. And, like, it's not that nobody believed her, but I think, like, I don't know when that happened, but let's look it up.
Speaking of tattoos,
ooh,
I want to get my third tattoo, but he quoted me like $250 for it, and I was like, oh my god.
The horses?
Yeah, but his work is so good that I'm like, okay.
Wait, is that reference picture you showed, was that the horses that you were going to get?
Yeah.
Like, did he do that?
No. That's okay. From Pinterest, but his work is really good.
Wow.
What if you just ask for it smaller?
That would be pretty small. No?
Yeah. I said to him, like, 8 inches. That's not that.
Don't laugh like that, you weirdo. No,
that's not that big. My vanity mirror tattoo on my leg, that was $250. Like, I don't know if tattoos are just getting more expensive or if it's, like, about the realism.
Yeah.
In the size. Because sometimes when they're smaller and they're that realistic, they do price you more because it's harder to do because it's so small.
Well, yeah. This one that I have on my arm, my melodrama tattoo, that was $80. Because my artist charges $50 for a deposit, and then he charged $30 for it.
It's such a tiny tattoo.
Yeah. I know. It only took 10 minutes.
It is one word.
It's one word.
And I was going to get two tattoos at the same time. I was going to get the horses and then the ladybug at my foot. And he was like, the ladybug is going to be like $150, $200 also. And I'm like, those do not equate, no. I felt.
No. I've heard, though, from people at my job, they've said that, like, Oneonta, like, tattoos are just really expensive for some reason.
No, I'm going home. oh. for the tattoo.
Ooh.
But maybe they're just getting more expensive. I haven't gotten a tattoo in like a year and a half, so honestly, but it depends who you go to as well, I think. Because the shop that I went to was like $100 minimum,
mm-hmm.
which doesn't make any sense, because what if you genuinely just want a small tattoo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then, like, who's paying $100 for, like, one word?
Yeah, that's the girl that I used to go to, or that I got my other two from, which I really, I hate to say it, I don't really like how the way they came out. It was nothing like what I told her to do, but I have such a hard time, like, speaking up for myself. And you would think it's like it's a tattoo, like this is going to be on your body forever. Like, tell your tattoo artist, like, no, that's not what I wanted. But I don't know. I'm just.
Definitely should. If the template isn't exactly what you want, it's definitely better too. It's an awkward situation. Oh, I think we might have a caller, guys. It's an awkward situation, but what's more awkward? That and like saying, hey, I don't actually like this, versus like being like, yeah, this is my tattoo I got a couple years ago. I don't, you know, it like, and you have to like explain yourself later on. Like,
yeah, I guess I was just like, because it's good enough, you know what I mean? But it's just,
wait,
not.
What tattoo are you talking about?
So I have my four leaf clover, and then I have blueberries on my back.
I don't think I've seen your four-leaf clover.
Really? You've seen my blueberries?
Or your blueberries.
I was going to say, if you
wait, seen... which one are you talking about that you didn't like?
It's just cute. Both of them are not the style that I wanted. This one is, like, cute. Like, it grew on me, and it's, like, I'm okay with it now, but the blueberries, when I see it on my back, I'm like, bruh.
Dang.
Bruh.
But good thing I don't see it all the time. Because also, color? She was very heavy-handed. No, it's not colored, but...
Interesting. I'll have to see that.
Yeah, you can inspect. Because, no, it's not that bad. That's the thing, is just like, oh, it's good enough. So it's like, okay.
Well, Molly, I don't know if you're listening in, but if you want to call, the number is 607-436-2711. If you want to call.
What was the number?
It's 607-436-2711. Yeah. You should call.
That's the tea.
Say what's up. Okay. Thank you, Dylan, for sending that.
She was texting me on Snapchat. How should I call in?
So I made a playlist and it only has four songs on it. And to be honest, like, they're kind of old school songs. Do you guys know McGee? McGee? MK.Gee?
maybe.
No.
I call him McGee. I actually call him Miggy, like M-G McGee. But,
do you ever listen to the, what are they called, the Kooks?
I don't think so. Let me see.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Kooks? How do you even spell that?
I think it's K-O-O-K-S.
Okay, let's see. I have none of their songs. Are they indie? Are they, like, more folk?
I would say a little mix of the two.
Oh, it says alternative. They're under alternative. 2000s. Okay.
My favorite song by them is Taking Pictures of You, and I think that you would like it, Cammy, maybe, but Dylan probably would not.
Okay, I'll do a couple song suggestions from both of you guys. We can play the song first. Dylan, think of a song.
Molly says she's calling.
Is she calling? Okay, wait, we'll play a song after Molly calls.
She says I'm ringing.
Oh my gosh, she's calling. Okay. I have to pick up this phone call, guys. Hold on. Okay.
Hi, Molly.
Wait, I can't hear.
This is Kimmy. I'm going to put you on air, but I have to make sure you consent to being on air. Okay, and just so you know, you can't cuss. Okay, I'm going to add you. Okay, bye.
Hello?
Molly!
Hello?
Molly.
Do we have you, Molly? Hello?
Oh, no.
Hello? Oh, wait, sorry, girl. Hold on. Let's try this again. Hello?
Coca-Cola.
Okay, there we go.
Oh, you can't be saying that these days.
He's canceled. Okay, Molly, hello? Did she hang up? Hello, Molly. Guys, I think she hung up on us. She hung up.
Oh.
Should I tell her to call again?
She might have to call again. Wait. It still says on air. I'm confused. She's definitely not on air.
Technical difficulties.
Well, anyways. I don't know. I think it was my fault. It's definitely my fault.
She said she was going to put me through, but I should call.
What? That makes sense.
She's calling
yes,
again.
Yes, Lizzo.
Is she calling again?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what happened. Dylan, what song do you want to listen to?
I would like to listen to Landslide by Fleetwood Mac.
Okay.
For the second night in a row.
I'm not mad at that.
Okay.
Hey, that's going to make me sad.
I'm never mad at Landslide, ever.
Then cry.
I will. I could cry about you guys. I really could.
You know, it's very bittersweet. Very. I'm not going to miss Oneata, but I'm going to miss the friends I do have here.
Mm-hmm. Will you guys visit me over the summer?
Design for the fashion show.
Wait, guys, wait. We're getting a call. We're getting a call. Hi, Molly. Okay, we're going to try again. No! It's no trouble. Okay, here we go. Hello?
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 Oh my god.
Hi,
yes.
Molly, we can hear Hi. You.
Oh my god.
You're
How's it being in the studio, guys?
It's great.
That's beautiful. I wish I was there with you.
You are caller number 51, so you won free tickets to see Zara Larsson.
Oh my god. I can't believe it. I'm so lucky.
Just kidding.
No, don't fake out my guest. My guest faking out my other guest.
Well, hey, Molly.
Mm-hmm.
Is your refrigerator running?
It is running.
Don't make me say it. Don't make me say it.
I'm going to make you say it, Lucy. You have to say it.
You better go catch it.
She got me good.
Is the bus still running?
Oh.
That was my line.
Oh.
Is it? Isn't that is it what she says in the Target commercial? That's my line.
Is the bus still running?
Is the bus still running?
Yeah, it is. It's no, runs
I'm not
still
talking
like
about the actual bus.
I know.
Bro, that was my line.
Oh my gosh. One time, Susie's friends were over and they were like talking about riding the bus. And I was like, yeah, we can, but it's going to be like $2 for you guys. And they all like looked at me like stupid. Like riding the game, the drinking game.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's a game? Riding yeah, the bus?
Yeah, it's called Ride the Bus. And it's like, it's demonic. Like, it will get you obliterated.
It's never ending.
And the person who ends up having to ride the bus, like, good luck.
Damn.
Yeah. And I never want to play it again.
See?
I like to watch people play Ride the Bus.
Yeah.
Because it's entertaining.
I'm curious because I've never heard this game. Are we allowed to speak on it?
I've never heard about this game either.
I couldn't explain it to you guys. It all happened so fast.
Oh my gosh.
Molly, do you know how to play?
I do. Like, I understand the premise, but I feel like someone would have to walk me through the instructions. Like,
Yeah, I don't know. Ooh, there's just something. Molly, we were talking about the fashion show, and as the third place winner, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts on the show in general.
Thoughts on the show, thoughts on the experience, like anything, honestly.
The experience was grueling, but the outcome was gorgeous.
Yeah.
It was very gorgeous, I must say.
It was. Everyone did such a great job.
Yeah.
Especially Cammy and especially Dylan and Lucy.
We did that.
It's really crazy that, like, the hardest class in the fashion department, we ended with an A in.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Twishy loves you guys.
She do.
I love her.
She's so cute.
We love Dr. Twishy.
When she was so happy, like, back in class, it was, like, weird because it was like, wait, like, I know another side of you now. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
Like, yeah, come on, girl, like, show it to me. Like, I know she's in there.
She's a very sweet person.
She is.
And she, like, I don't know, she really cares about students, but I also feel like she holds a very high standard for the students.
Definitely.
Well, she always wants everyone to do their best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right, my gosh.
Can I say some tea?
You're breaking up, Molly.
I mean, I would love to hear some tea.
Okay, if she...
It sounds like little bombs in my ears. It sounds like little firecrackers happening.
Yeah, it's like pop rocks are in my ears right now.
I look to hear it too, but it's not as bad.
Oh my goodness. It's okay, okay. What do you have to say, Dylan?
She's in the microwave.
Like, she wants... Yes, we all know that she wants everyone to do their best. But...
Yeah.
Previous fashion shows have been a mess.
Really? Like,
yes.
This is true. Well, how would you know, Dylan?
Because of the videos on Instagram and TikTok. I've seen previous fashion shows.
They have been a mess. I feel like mainly because there's a lot of people who don't know how to sew and, like, don't know what they're doing.
That's Drag Race.
But, it's like, worse. How do you get class in the fashion department if you don't know how
to sew? That's very true.
It's literally the first class you take, apparel construction.
This is...
Unless you're Molly and you challenge it.
Wait, Dylan, did you know how to sew before college or no?
Just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I also challenged it.
Holly.
Lucy and I did not challenge it. We were in the class together.
You know, I only challenged it because... Oh my gosh, Molly, you're blowing up, girl. It's actually really bad.
I can be let go of the problem.
Okay, well, to continue listening, tell your boyfriend we said hi, or just comment, Molly. Because, Molly, am I going to see you again, or is this it?
We see, make it a duty of mine to see you again. Don't you worry.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Aww.
It sounds like this is going to be the last time.
Yeah, it sounds like you're about to blow up.
It sounds like we're never going to, like, hear from you ever again. Like,
she's, like, in Infinity Wars, like, the dust. Like, she's, like...
Oh, I got snapped.
It chilled out, actually.
She got snapped.
Dang, okay. Well, we appreciate your time, Molly, and you can keep listening or whatever. You know, we're going to be here. 11.
All right. Thank you so much for having me on the show. It was an honor.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks for coming.
I love you all so much.
I love you, Molly. We love you, Molly. Wait, I have something for you. Hold on.
What?
Okay, this is for you, Molly, because you're so awesome.
She loves that button.
Yes.
So thank you, Cammy.
You're welcome. Oh.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much. Good night, guys. I love you.
Good night.
Yay!
Cammy, am I allowed to eat in here?
No!
Oh, my God. Loud.
You can't eat in here?
Okay.
It's a studio.
A simple no would suffice.
Well, no. We're on air, too. Like...
I'm sorry.
You can't even just imagine the ASMR and the mic.
You can't even have food in here. Hi, guys.
How many today listeners do we have?
Money hats.
Cammy, can you see how many listeners there are?
I'm scratching the mic.
Oh, she's ignoring me.
Yeah, can you see how many listeners there are or no?
So, the only way to do that is through the... I don't actually know. I think, like, if you go through the Thanos stream, you can maybe see. But I personally cannot. I don't usually check it. But when I'm live streaming, I can see how many people view, obviously.
Yeah.
But, okay, we have to do some commercials, everyone. So, if you are tuning in... Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Kasimi's Conversation Pit with Cammy Casino,
Lucy,
and
Indy Lodge.
Indy Lodge! Thank you guys for being here. Thank you guys for listening. And we're going to be right back after the break.
No one ever picks up the phone these days. I'll leave him a message.
Ah, shut up, loser.